Log Talk Radio.
Who's drinks? So thirsty.
Welcome to We Say Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Bellstar.
And the Cannabis Kid. Our show features news, interviews, and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona, and the world at large.
We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call live at 646-915-8421. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on all social media, or email thctucson@gmail.com.
We'd like to thank Tumbleweeds Health Center and Studio Theme, along with our many sponsors, for hosting our show every week. With the lowest price certifications in town, you'll find hemp products, accessories, and all things related to medical cannabis education.
Visit Tumbleweeds Health Center at 4826 East Broadway Boulevard or online at tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. And remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate.
All right, welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, everybody. Of course, sound effects are not ready. We got a teeny tiny puppy in the house. Woo woo! Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday. Hi, Winston. Welcome. Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday. Welcome. Low battery. How does that even happen? I had to say something like all week long. Low battery. All right, folks, welcome to Weed Day Wednesday. Totally not ready, as you can tell. Trying to plug things in. Got tiny drums now. All sorts of good stuff happening. And we have Cannabis Kid and Silver Sister today. And we're going to try all sorts of fun stuff today. We've got CBD Keef, CBD Hash, CBD Dab, CBD crystalline, CBD everything. It's all sorts of crazy CBD today. So we're going to try it all. I got two bombs set up. We're going to do some product and product review on air live today. That's what we're doing. So welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, everybody. We're loving having you here. Go pee on the couch.
Go peeing on the couch.
Go peeing on the couch. He's got a chewer and everything. We're all set. Oh, no. You know what? I bet we're not even live. Oh, we are. Oh, boy. You never know. No, you don't get to be. You just drank my tea. You just drank my tea. What are you doing? Happy Wednesday, Wednesday, week. Happy Wednesday, Wednesday. I know it. Kisses and love are just the best. They're just the best ever. And that's all we want to have is kisses and love and marijuana. It's a good thing. I like it. Kisses and love and weed. Oh my. I'm drinking my tea. Your son is drinking my tea.
Baby dog. No drinking tea.
He's like, Dad, you don't understand. He said I could have it. And this is her house. Bill Starr is with us. He says, you have anything you want. All right. So welcome to Weed Say Wednesday. It's just a wild and wacky, crazy show now that we've got Winnie here. Wild, wacky, and weed. Uh-oh, he's got itches. And like I said, we've got lots of weed we're going to try this morning and lots of new fun things. What else is there? Crystalline. Oh, dab wax. Crumble. Oh, that was it. Crumble. CBD crumble. Get out. And then Afghani hash. Ooh, where's my ooh thing? Ooh. Yeah, where is it? Winston, I'm afraid to put anything down. You're going to just take it all and run away with it. Even my computer. Okay, just don't step on the computer because we kind of need these kinds of things. Yeah.
Here.
All right. Oh, Winnie, you're so cute. On Weekday Wednesday. Oh, my God. Oh, yes. Go get your little chewer. There we go. Got all sorts of things. Oh, you just want to be over here. Okay. Well, we'll get you ready over here then. Let's put a blankie down. You just put a blankie down. Get right there. There you go. You sit by your eggs and your tea. Now that tea is now your tea. All right. And it's just Weekday Wednesday, everybody. It's what happens. He's all right. He's fine. He's good to go. He's got all sorts of things. He's got salt and pepper. He's like, I'm out of here. You guys are stupid. I'm leaving. Forget these. I'm going to go over here and hang out. I'm going to hang out in my office. Where are you going with that? You going to go outside? No. Okay. Now that we're playing doghouse, How is it going, everybody? Oh. I gotta have my sound effects. I don't care if I have 10% left. We gotta have those. What else? We gotta have weed. We need all sorts of weed going on. You guys get off your cell phones and get us some weed happening here. We got two bongs below. There's one for you. I cleaned them both this morning. You know what the trick is? Winston! The trick is, oh, there you are. 91%. Well, he's good till he gets to the Western room. Maybe about a. Come here. He's eating the dragon stuff. Yeah. It's how good till the Western room happens. But the key to cleaning your bong, are you ready? Two ingredients.
Ice cream alcohol.
91%. That's the key.
You and a little bit of baking soda.
Well, rock salt. Some
rock
hard salt.
Salt
in it. Okay. Oh, I'm going to try the baking soda.
Baking soda. Remember when you burn something on your
cookie? Yeah, it absorbs it.
It starts breaking down the.
Just like when you put it in your. Oh yeah, when you put it on the carpet when your dog's poop. Yeah. Okay. No, not yet. We got another bong still, and then we got. Yeah, so 91% is a trick, though, because I had the 71% or whatever it is, and I was trying to clean my bongs, and it wasn't working. And then at Family Dollar, I came across a couple little bottles of 91% rubbing alcohol, isopropyl alcohol, and that is the trick. Isn't it, Winnie? What do you got? What are you eating? All right. So let's see. We're going to do some, we're going to do some experimenting this morning. We've got all sorts of stuff. I want to, there's crumble and crystalline I've not tried yet. And this one is, we've got, and this is all down at Tumbleweed South Center at 4826 East Broadway Boulevard. Come on down. Check out what we got in the shop. All sorts of new stuff. The crystalline is a sour diesel kind of crystalline. Mm. And the crumble is tangerine. Oh, wait.
So, Belle, are these CBD?
This is hemp. This is full. No. Get down. Not that one. Can't have that one. This is full-blown hemp. So this is full spectrum, but it's less than 0.3% THC. And the CBD dab wax is granddaddy purple. Get out. Wow, granddaddy purps. Whoop, whoop. All right, so we're going to try some of that today. Hello, sweet boy. Oh, you just want to be loved, don't you? Like, Auntie Belle, I came over here for love, not for your dumb radio show. Yeah, I came over here, and all you're doing is playing with all your toys. You're not paying attention to me. Where's your dagger? Oh, no. It's all right. It is quite a morning already, folks. It's quite a morning. Winnie, you get over here. You stay away. You stay right out of there. Okay, so we're getting ready to do some waxes and dabs and hash. Oh, my. Okay, I'm going to let you guys be in charge of doing this stuff. Let's see. Afghani hash. That was, cheese. That was cheese-flavored hash. Let's try that. I'm going to try that on the little bong. We're going to try a little bit of hash on the little bong. And you can come on down to 4826 East Broadway Boulevard. No hash for you, puppy dog. That's not a hash for you. I just want love, and no one's paying attention to me. We're over here, and my dad's over there, and everything's going on. All right, while we are figuring out our situation here with the bongs, as I'm loading up some cheese hash, like, Dad, loading up some cheese hash, and then I'm going to put a little bit back, put a little weed back on top so that we don't, you know, well, maybe the hash needs a little stronger hit of the lighter. But anyway, I just like to make myself a little Oreo cookie. Here we go. So get on down to Tumbleweed, 4826 East Broadway Boulevard.
Michael. Watch out, coffee was just spilt over there. Don't step over there.
Did he do that?
No. This is going to be a shit show. I'm just telling you that right now.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you're welcome. Cannabis kid shows up after 9 years. And look what happened. Shit show. All right, we're going to give you, this is CBD hash, cheese. And I made it all the way down to the tiniest little bit of that raw string.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
It's been a long time coming. It has,
well, yeah, probably a few months, I'd say. Do you think? Probably a couple months. Since I made it, I finished the raw tube. So here you go. I'll let you do that. And, oh, good. Here we go.
Here
perfect.
We go.
There we go. Finally. Oh, you jinxed it. You can get up there. Go ahead. Get up on the couch. Get there. You sit with your oh, look. Oh, this is a great show. Summer Week Health Center, 4826 East Broadway Boulevard. Come on down and try all these new CBD products. We've got CBD key, hash. You taste it? Yeah, it's not bad, is it?
It's not bad.
I was really surprised because usually you can taste a whole lot of other stuff. But tell them what you're tasting while I take it.
It's a little sweet. I'm trying to think. Let's see. The sweetness.
That's cheese. I just love hash. I really don't care. I just love me some hash. Sit here, puppy. You're good. Oh, it's okay. Oh, here, sit by Yoda. We're right there. We're all here. Nice little happy family having a radio show. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Look at this. This is my tour and my radio show. Yes, you can come on down. And you can get some CBD smokes, some CBD joints, some CBD cigars, some CBD hash, CBD keys. Yeah. He's okay. He's okay. He's got to get settled. He's like, I'm not ready yet. I'm not ready yet. Okay. You want to sit by the door? You want to sit by the door? Yeah? Okay. This is a show about dogs this morning, guys. I do have
dogs and him.
Yeah.
You're welcome, folks.
Yeah.
You know.
See where he goes. That's an important room. All the rooms are important because they're filled with like thousands and thousands of dollars worth of Western crap. Yes, that's right. Fun for the whole family. You too can see an actual photo of Geronimo if you're ever invited to Bellstar's house. She has two original Geronimo photos from 1903 after he gave up. Shouldn't have given up. I'm just booing with you, Geronimo. Don't boo me out of here because I did buy you 40 acres in Portal. You're welcome. Bring them back. That's it. 40 acres at a time. So y'all need to maybe just shut all the doors down there and then he's fine going wherever the heck he wants. Oh, he's good right here. Yeah, but shut the doors. Yeah, but close the door. I don't think y'all realize what you voted for when you voted for 207. No, I don't think you do because we have people still questioning us about this that really shouldn't be questioning us about this. That super intelligent people you would think would know the answers to all these questions. Problem is, super intelligent or not, our state tricked you. You voted for something crappy. And now people are like, oh, well, don't we get to do this? No. Don't we get this? No. Don't we get that? No. You don't get anything. You get your six plants if you think you can grow. And I fill up my pot poop. But seriously, growing is not for the faint of heart. He might see under the dining room table because the neighbor blew him so if he
does. Does that have anything else other than him in there?
No. Hmm. We were smoking Amnesia underneath that. What are you feeling?
Yeah.
You're spacey?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so it worked. People laugh and they go, CBD hash? Seriously? What for? And I go, ultimate pain relief. And they laugh and they go, okay.
ultimate relaxation. We had marijuana with CBD hash. This is a little inch. I know.
Mm-hmm.
Feeling groovy. Feeling good.
Yeah.
Feeling like a little loosened up a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Don't fall asleep on me now.
No,
no,
it's not.
Yeah.
It's not that.
Silver Sister's looking at you funny, like it's about to happen.
It,
oh, sorry. He's going down. He's
no,
going down. We're on can't run. It is, huh? Right?
Yeah.
No, it's just kind of like.
Yeah.
You feel that? Kind of like. No, she needs some real stuff. She, give me the real shit. There you go. I'm not closer to the family there. There you go. Look at that crazy long hair. Look at that. We're going
to
braid that.
All right.
I know. I think we should.
Those little minions.
It's just little. It's
just longer than anything else.
It's that tail. It's the tail. Party in the. Wait. Yeah. Business up front and party in the back. Somebody who has a mullet. We love you anyway. Don't tell you about your children. Because we won't. All right. Anyway, Tumbleweeds Health Center. Yay! He's so excited when we say. Every time we say Tumbleweeds Health Center, he gets all excited and runs around. I'm just going to blame it on that. So, there's a special at Tumbleweeds Health Center. 10% off all your city and accessories until the end of the year. You have to go to our website and order. So get on over there, tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. Get to the store section and order away. We offer telemedicine if you're out of town but you still want to see us. We'll do some telemedicine for you. That's if you have current medical records. You have to have something from your own doctor in the last 12 months. And guess what? You guys, we're just going to start announcing this now because starting in May, yes, that's right, starting in May, we're going to be calling you again. I might even call you before, but just to remind you that. You will need current medical records because your card was good for 2 years this time. So those medical records that were good in the last year are not anymore. So you're going to need new records, so you can do that with us, which is awesome. You will have to come in to the office to do so, but if you do have your own medical records, you can just renew with your telemedicine and your gift card or the internet. Super simple. And what else? Telemedicine, radio show, store, 10% off, news. Got some new news on there. I switched around the videos just to kind of change things up a bit. I put the funny videos at the bottom in case anyone's all sensitive and everything. But, you know, it has to be educational.
Yes, it does. It needs to go sometimes, too. Yeah, I get it. It's not like that. Pick a bonus and cheese.
I like the cheese. Wake up, cannabis kid.
I'm setting into it.
Oh, yeah, the House voted on a bill allowing cannabis research. So there's an interesting story. Only days after
they're just going to use the research that they've been researching it the whole time.
Yeah, for
they're
like
just
10,000 years.
They're just going
to
tell
it. They're
going
to have to figure out what's a little.
The Dead Sea Scrolls thing.
Of
the hieroglyphics.
You heard it here, folks. Only days after members passed sweeping legislation to decriminalize marijuana at the federal level, the House of Representatives plans to vote on a separate bill that would allow cannabis research using state-licensed marijuana products. Under current regulations, researchers must obtain cannabis for federally sanctioned study from a single cultivation operation maintained by the University of Mississippi. That comes out of there. Seriously? And it's now 20 years old. And worse than the swag you get from any other place. The bill has bipartisan support. Quote, as momentum grows in our effort to end the failed prohibition of cannabis, we also need to address failed drug laws, like the ones that make it extremely difficult for researchers and doctors to study cannabis. With some form of cannabis legalization in nearly every state, it's inexcusable that the federal government is still blocking qualified researchers from advancing the scientific knowledge of cannabis, Blumenauer said after the measure was approved by a House committee in September. Quote, the bipartisan support of our legalization in today's committee markup is an important step in removing unnecessary barriers to medical cannabis research and ensuring that patients, clinicians, and consumers can fully understand the benefits and risks of cannabis. This reminds me of somebody else that used to sit. And she had to stand up fast. He's still in his big brother's shoes. Oh, Mr. Selly would be proud. Researchers, oh, the feds have bunk ass weed. That is true. Bunk ass weed. I like that.
Come on.
The feds have bunk ass weed. Yeah, Urban.
Urban.
Oh, we've seen it. We've smoked it. It's gross. It's just barrel.
It just reminds me of like
Shrag.
Way back in the day when you got something out from the park.
Yeah. Yes. Under a tree.
Under a tree.
Maybe
and
you have found it.
Maybe it found
maybe
it.
Maybe you
exactly.
even found it. Maybe you even gave it to you just found it. It's like 3%, 2 or 3% THC.
Yeah.
I think
there's a song about that.
The witch's hat was going for auction. One of her, yeah, I know. I didn't buy it. You're welcome. I didn't sell every property I own just to go run the streets naked in the witch's hat. Because you know I would. I love the witch's hat. Stupid like that. Oh, Lord, if I had an extra $150,000, I would have got the damn hat. And I would have worn it every Halloween. Every single Halloween thing. I would have worn it my entire life. It's like, where is my tea and where are my eggs? Your tea's right here, baby. That's your tea. Right here. Don't get your ears in. Oh, there you go. Oh, my cuteness. I don't mind my new share.
Yeah, when I brush it out, it gets pretty fluffy.
Oh, man.
Before I brought them over. But.
Okay, so you are listening to Weed Day Wednesday. This is going to be the best show we've ever had. After following previously, we had one of the best shows we've ever had in 9 years. You missed it. Damn good show, Jonathan Small. Yes, you did. Yeah. Ooh, buzz now. And we're going to go on his show. Yeah. Very cool. This guy is Cosmo cool. He knows what I mean. Oh, where is that thing? Yep. The feds have bunk-ass weed. Researchers have often criticized the marijuana procured from the federal government for research, saying it is not comparable to the cannabis available to patients in both the regulated and illicit markets. The federal government's current medical marijuana contains only 6 different types of cannabis and joints, all with less than 7% THC and less than 1% CBD. So this is better than what we knew from before, you know, from the weed that our friend was getting prior.
Yeah.
Rather than compelling scientists to access marijuana products of questionable quality, manufactured by a limited number of federally licensed producers, federal regulators should allow investigators to access the cannabis and cannabis-infused products that are currently being produced in the legal marketplace by the multitude of state-sanctioned growers and retailers, Armentano said. Doing so will not only facilitate and expedite clinical cannabis research in the United States and provide important data regarding the safety and efficacy of real-world products, but it will also bring about a long overdue end to decades of DEA stonewalling and interference with respect to the advancement of our science understanding of the cannabis plant. Yeah, just like that. Mic drop. Show's over, kids. A little scary out there. We only got to try one product so far. What else? What's next? Oh my lord. Let's see. Ooh, dab wax. Now this is Granddaddy Purple Indica. I at least want to look at what it, I want to see what it looks like. And this is from Mr. Hemp Flower. Come on down to Tumbleweeds and try some Mr. Hemp Flower. Check it out. Oh, here's the drum roll. Peeling off the little sticker, Granddaddy Perp sticker, sticking it on the bottom here so that I can remember what it is because, you know, I want to know what happens when I can't see. All right, here we go. This, no kid is going to get in this. I'm telling you that right now. Here it is. The look we've all been waiting for. CBD Dab Wax. You ready for this, folks? Ready? Here goes.
Ooh. So they're doing all of this pretty much the same way that they do...
cannabis.
Oh, that smells really good.
That smells delicious. Pass that down. Just don't let the dog have any. He was over here trying to get some of the hash. Oh, and guess what? Boo! Our sound effects just died because this laptop is just not what it needs to be anymore. What's that?
It does. It smells like a lime one.
Limonene?
Fruity Pebbles or Fruit Loops.
Yeah.
Here we go. Now, I did have my sound effects program in here somewhere.
Do we have a little thing to try this out?
Yes, we have another clean bong. We don't. So they said that we didn't need the rigs and stuff.
Okay.
That's what they say. You know, they say, the five guys on the couch in Montana.
They said.
So, this is just a crazy. Oh, no, this is a crazy morning. But doesn't that smell just fantastic? It really does. Oh, boy. I'm trying to get sound effects to work over here since the iPad decided to die. But it is, I think, that iPad's probably like almost 10 years old. You guys sound like you're all in a...
I just had to take this there. But this smells really good.
Yeah, I sound like you're in a tunnel with a lion. Wait, did you hear the lion? I would say more jaguar bobcat. Let's analyze. Hang on.
That does sound about
Yeah. Right. Don't you think? Cheetah? Lion, I think, would have a little more girth in it.
Ooh.
Were you? Oh, no. You blew it now.
I know.
Oh, boy. And you couldn't wait 2 minutes until the break. Oh.
I'll wait.
All right. 2 minutes until the break. Yeah. Someone has to give me a bad time. Close it up with that. Oh, here we are with our show. We're live.
Live on the couch and out of control.
Live on the couch and out of control, getting ready to do some dab wax. Okay, now the next one that we're going to open is... Oh, man, we have to scroll at all this garbage anymore. Tangerine CBD Crumble. Wow, now what? We need to look up the definitions of all this stuff so we can see what the definition of
like
crumble
is,
wax, crystalline.
The way it's made. Yeah. Processed.
Yes, processed. Well, and I was told that these you didn't need the whole rig for some reason. They didn't need the heat intensity. We'll see about it. We will just see about it. Are the other ones open? Yeah, we got the other ones open. Okay, so this is crumble. Here we go. Again, no child will ever get into this product. Oh, well, that's interesting. The crystalline looked more like the crumble. I would have thought. Yeah. Ooh, can you hear that? Can you hear it in there? Shaking in the thing? That's hard and chunky. All right. Ooh. Okay. A little scared of that. All right, we got the dab wax. Did we open the crystalline yet? No, not yet. Did we? Sour diesel? No, I don't think so. This looks to me like the crumble does. So, let's see what we got going on here. I told you guys it's a crazy show. Sour diesel crystalline. Here it is. Ooh, oh, it looks like, someone broke up a sucker, and that's what's left in my little box here. I'm not a fan of the smell. I like the smell of the crumble the best. I think that one smells, I think that's, no, the dab wax. I think I like the smell of the dab wax the best. Let's see here. Oh, yeah. Yeah, see? Same effect. No, yeah. Roses? Like earth? Is it earthy? Is that what I don't see?
It's the tangerine.
It smells like roses.
Mm.
You think so?
A little floral.
A little floral. Is it earthy, maybe? Because I'm not one for those, like, the sour diesel, more like dog poop, you know, that they've actually labeled dog poop. No. Smells like the glue that, you know, when you're opening the cardboard box, and, yeah. Oh, it smells like glue. I don't know that I'm trying that one. I might try some of this. The one that you opened up the cardboard box, that glue.
Like flowers
to me. Yeah. Oh, even worse, like something you find at Ace in the 1970s that was really bad for you. Oh, I tried 30-year-old gum yesterday.
Like if you got a floral perfume from the 1970s.
I wonder if anyone heard that. I wonder if anyone heard me say that. Did you guys hear me say that?
Yeah.
Ah, you didn't hear me say it. If anyone heard the secret message in there about gum, and you tell me how many years ago it was that I should have been alive that I tried this, but no, I'll tell them. Yesterday, I tried 30-year-old gum. It was from the football cards, what, top cards?
Oh, yeah. That you get in the packs of baseball cards.
That's why my eyes, like, going. It was a pack of football cards. And, I couldn't help it. I said to the guy, I said, do they really put gum in here anymore? He's like, oh, I got these from 1990. Yeah. So I thought it was just powdered.
Yeah, we can see it.
Yeah, we can see it.
Right.
Oh, did you? Oh, my God. You know what else you didn't notice before?
What?
Puff, 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 puff,
my house, like, what up? I got some good pot. I'm just pumped up, got some herb from the pot shop. Ice in my fridge, it used to be frosty. My friend's like, damn, that's a stoned ass donkey. Rolling in hella high, looking like it's FIFA time. Dominating all my friends as I eat some chili fries. Draped in a snuggie with my girl sitting next to me. Probably shouldn't have had a big gulp full of ice tea. But shit, it was 99 cents. I'll be blazing and smoking it. About to go and get some munchies next. Passing up on those Cracker Jacks. Reese's Pieces are where it's at. Gotta get me some soda pop. Cottonmouth has been creeping up. But can't remember where I put my keys. Yeah, that's what's up. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. No, for real. Ask your grandpa. Can I take a 65? DeVille cruising to my local Publix. Nothing better than rolling with two super fly chicks. They have frozen burritos. I bought frozen burritos. I bought some Ben and Jerry's. And then I bought some Cheetos. Hello, hello, my main man Obama. A couple states have just reformed their laws on marijuana. What you gonna do, send the feds there? Hell no, the DEAs would be like, aw, they got volcanoes.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome.
What you know about the science of marijuana? What you know about people suffering from glaucoma? They need it, they need it, it helps them with their condition. If you don't believe me, then just ask some eye physicians. Thank your granddad for voting for that guy, Richard Nixon is the president who made the plant illegal. But science is now showing that it's medicine for people, and the private sector's fighting to keep all of that illegal. Alcohol and tobacco, pharmaceutical prisons. I'll take those four major lobby groups and fight those motherfuckers. They're making money day and night, all those motherfuckers. And bribing Congress out of sight, all those motherfuckers. They'd be like, oh, it's immoral and unhealthy. I'm like, how many people are you making wealth? Anti-marijuana lobbies are making all kinds of profits, and they don't want you to stop it because of all the special interests. I call that getting swindled and pimped. Shit, I call that getting tricked by the government. That law's hella old, so it's time to update it, regulate it, and then get it under state control. Peak game, look into my political telescope. Think it's gonna stay like this forever? Not hella won't. Not hella won't.
Obama, stop being a hypocrite.
Wednesday. As I was just saying, first half of the show is probably going to be like the second half. We just have no idea what's going on already. Needed you on the way in. Thanks for tuning in to Weed Day Wednesday, folks. Brought to you by Tumbleweed Health Center.
Are chronic conditions holding you back from a happy, healthy life? Get on the right track with Tumbleweed's Health Center. Our CBD products are formulated to fit your healthy lifestyle.
I would definitely say that CBD has changed my life. I mean, I don't worry about my dog anymore, and I don't worry about sleeping anymore.
Tumbleweed's Health Center, voted number one health center in Tucson, has created a proprietary number of CBD blends, each designed to promote health and well-being. Let Tumbleweed's Health Center show you how CBD products might help you improve your life the natural way.
All right. You can give us a call, 520-838-4430. Come on down to 4826 East Broadway Boulevard. And we do telemedicine. So you can check out tumbleweedhealthcenter.com. And, yeah, welcome back. Here comes Winston, our wonder dog for the day. He's looking for his little chewer. It's up there, buddy, up on the couch there. No, you don't get the eggs. That's your dad's. You can't have it. There you go. All right. So we've got a little bit of news to read about the Prop 207 and a little information about that. So this is from the Daily Star, if you guys are wondering. And if you go to our website, you can go to the certification section or the Cannabis 101 or the news section. It's on there a couple places. A few good reasons why to keep your cannabis card. You're still recreational. It's not one or the other. That's what people need to understand. Is you get the best of both programs, although there really is no best of the other program. I mean, you're going to get way more legal protection. Way more. Where are you looking, buddy? Where are you looking, Lee? Get out over here. Come on over here and hang out with us. Come on. All right. Arizona Daily Star Business Times. Legalizing pot use in Arizona does not mean employers will stop drug tests. Did y'all hear that? It does not mean employers will stop drug tests. In fact, they're going to do it more now because you can get busted if you're just only in the rec program. Proposition 207 changed the law for marijuana possession and sales in Arizona, but it didn't change much regarding how employers address drug use by workers on or off the job. The measure legalizing adult use of cannabis likely will result in more people using the drug once it is available over the counter, if it hasn't already. But many workplaces are likely to maintain prohibitions on workers using cannabis. Phoenix lawyer Joshua Black and Emily Johnson, a lawyer for the Employees Council in Arizona, responded to some common questions about marijuana and the workplace with regard to the new law. Now remember, if you have your medical marijuana card, this does not apply to you. Can employers still require pre-employment drug tests? Yes, they can. And they can decline to hire people who test positive for marijuana unless the person has a medical marijuana card. All right. There you go, folks. The first reason to stay with quote, the big news is the passage of Prop 207 doesn't really change much for employers, Johnson said. Marijuana is not allowed in the workplace. The proposition itself states that it doesn't restrict the rights of employers to maintain a drug and alcohol-free workplace or restrict
its use by employees or prospective employees. And you know what that means, folks? Off time, you can't use your weed. You can't use it for anything.
So what would that even...
So that just means you need to keep your medical card. If you...
Oh, yes.
Yeah, if you're trying to stay protected from at your job...
Because you're not a protected class.
Come here, Winnie.
Marijuana smokers are not a protected class.
Come up here. Come on, buddy. No, they're not. Not unless you're a medical card holder.
Yeah. Medical card holders.
Yeah, medical marijuana card holders.
Are
don't
protected
worry
class.
About that. She said now she now considers recreational marijuana similar to alcohol use. And while rare, employers can also decline to hire people who use alcohol or recreational marijuana if they choose. Quote, we have at-will employment, which basically means your relationship with your employer is like a dating relationship, Black said. It's sort of take it or leave it. For the most part, the law doesn't get involved. The expectations to that are that employers can't decline jobs to people because of race, sex, gender, disability, religion, or other such factors, and the protections given to medical marijuana patients. So, there's one reason right there. Okay, next question. Next question. All right, let's see. Drum roll. Winnie's trying to help me get to the next question. Can employers fire or decline to hire people with medical marijuana cards? A, only if the job is safety sensitive or the company is a federal contractor as marijuana remains illegal federally. So, quote, 100% they can make adverse employment actions if they are federally regulated or a federal contractor or there are safety-sensitive issues. Prop 207 does not change the state's Medical Marijuana Act, which passed in 2010. The Medical Marijuana Act prohibits employers from discriminating against people who have medical marijuana cards and use the drugs. For workers who do have medical marijuana cards, Black suggests disclosing the card when asked to take a drug test. Quote, at this point of being asked to take a drug test, employees should let the employer know that they're a medical marijuana patient, so they may test positive for THC. They can't be impaired at work, and that's where employers get in trouble if they don't have real clear policies. And that's for any policy at work. You can't get, you can't just say someone's, impaired unless you prove it. One caveat, anyone who is fired from a job for using medical marijuana, even off the job, has the burden of suing the employer. Some people do that, but not many people want to work at a place where they had to sue to be rehired, Black said. Often such cases are simply settled. Quote, there are few and far between, Black said. All right, what is the safety sensitive and how is that determined? Oh, I hope we have the next page to this because that would just really suck. A year after voters approved medical marijuana and the workplace protections for cardholders, state lawmakers approved a change that allows employers to refuse, quote, safety-sensitive, quote, jobs to medical marijuana patients. Some lawyers question whether the change is legal, as any alteration to a voter-enhanced law must further the purpose, and it is questionable whether this furthers the purpose of the Medical Marijuana Act.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Quote, that was not part of the Medical Marijuana Act. It was later passed by state legislature, and it really abridges the right given by the populace in the original Medical Marijuana Act. Quote, that is something heavily disputed, and it's likely to change in the future, but as of now, there are those caveats. For now, the law is on the books, and employers can use it to justify dismissing or not placing medical marijuana users in jobs that employers deem safety sensitive. Employers mostly use the law to keep medical marijuana patients out of jobs that require commercial driver's licenses or who, for example, use heavy machinery or medical equipment, he said. A worker who wants to challenge the law would need to bring a lawsuit to see it through the courts. Quote, that's still an issue that needs to be fleshed out, Johnson said. That takes trial and error and time. All right, here's the next question. Can employers prohibit on-the-job marijuana use? Oh, yes. quote, the employer is not required to allow any employee to be under the influence of marijuana at work, regardless of whether they are a medical patient or recreational user, Black said. Prop 207 doesn't mean employees can show up high to work. But to terminate someone for using the drug at work, employers need clear documentation of why they know the person was actually using it at the workplace, Johnson said. So you've got to get super specific.
I had anxiety time.
Yeah. If the company does not prohibit employment for those who use marijuana off the job, then the employer can simply use a drug test to show the person was using cannabis on the job, as a person can test positive for the drug days or weeks after use. Lawyers recommend employers document actual observations such as a person smoking marijuana, possessing the drug, or having glassy eyes or odd behavior if they are terminating someone for on-the-job use. So that boils down to documentation and observation. She said it is important to have written documentation of a suspicion that somebody is under the influence. We have always recommended more than one person who observes something. All right, here's the next question. Yes, and that's, you seriously have to have like a whole legal outline of this is what I saw on this date at such and such time with this person doing this drug at this spot. I mean, you got to have it like they were like Clue. I saw cannabis kids in the study with a bong. Oh my god!
And he was sharing. They were doing bong rips with
the entire student body.
Professor Green.
Professor Green.
Mr. Mustard.
Oh my god!
And Lady Peacock.
Oh god, I love Lady Peacock.
All right. Lastly, should companies continue to screen job applicants for drug use? Whose question was that? You're wasting everybody's time and money. You want to know who talks companies into testing? The testing companies. Fuck you guys. It's like, Norton Security, this can mix all the bugs and the worms and everything that crashes your computers. Norton Security. Come on, people. An insurance company, sit it down and get ripped off. Anyway, A, lawyers say, you know, like the five guys on the couch in Montana, lawyers say, this is subjective and depends on the industry and job duties. But they said that some employers may choose to forego drug screens so as not to limit whom they hire for jobs that are not safety sensitive and where home marijuana use may be acceptable. In other states where recreational marijuana is legalized, some employers have done away with testing for some workers. Quote, if you're sitting at a desk performing customer service or whatnot, some employers have decided to completely do away with pre-employment drug testing altogether for those positions, Johnson said. Quote, that is a business decision, she said. Quote, I can't make the call one way or another. Black said, that is something to consider for employers who compete for talented workers. Quote, someone who is medicating or now recreationally enjoying cannabis on the weekend should not be treated as a drug addict. That is clear now with your criminal policy in Arizona. Now that's got to follow suit in the workplace. Quote, if a company has antiquated anti-drug policy, zero tolerance, that is something they can probably ease off unless they are in a certain business where there is a special need for that, he said. All right, folks. So there you have it. Just a few questions on why you should keep your medical marijuana card. Landlords have the same rights, too. They can flat out kick your butt out if they find out they're using cannabis, whether it's in a, you know, you're renting a house or HOAs, though. The HOAs have to be careful now because somebody busted the HOAs, and some of them have to. It depends on the HOA. Some of them have to let people use cannabis in their HOAs, which is funny. No, they're just dumb.
Sometimes.
All right.
Really, I mean, it depends on who's on the board. If you got a Karen on board, then.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it can go kind of way. There's that where you feel like, why do you have to?
Why? Why? Everything. Why? Yeah.
Right. I mean, there's things where you're like, okay, that's Unnecessary. There's times where you come down on people or cause an issue about something, but some of those HOAs are pretty strict and they're just unnecessary. What's this one?
Dad wax.
And Dad just gave it a different.
That's the lemon flavor that we like.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a pretty good one. But the lion. Still, did you hear that gurgle in the front of their throat before? Before the lion roars? Listen. Yeah, see?
The wolf.
Oh, don't blow it on the dog. Oh, my God. Open the door. Quick. The dog's going to get trashed. No, he doesn't like it. He's like, oh, God. Now where are we going, Dad? No, we're just looking at the Christmas dragon. Yeah. Have a seat. Have a seat, little buddy. Oh, my goodness. All right. TumbleweedSaleCenter.com. Go to the certification section, and you, too, can find out what conditions you can get your card for. You can click the book appointment button right there at the top. It says book appointments. Click it. It'll take you to a calendar, and you can pick out your own day and time. But if you have PTSD, cancer, glaucoma, AIDS, chronic pain, severe nausea, seizures, including epilepsy, HIV, Hep C, ALS, Crohn's, agitation of Alzheimer's, cachexia or wasting syndrome, severe and persistent muscle spasms, including multiple sclerosis, or if you're being treated for anything that gives you anything on that list, you can get a card.
If you suffer from one of these medical conditions and have been diagnosed by an Arizona licensed physician, medical cannabis may help relieve your symptoms. Tumbleweeds Health Center is Arizona's premier cannabis certification, health, and education center. Our primary focus is to help the patients of Arizona obtain their medical marijuana card and educate everyone about medical cannabis. With current medical records, approval is a simple process. Contact Tumbleweeds Health Center to see if you qualify for your Arizona medical marijuana card.
That's right. Give us a call, 520-838-4430, or come on down to 4826 East Broadway Boulevard. Email thctucson@gmail.com. And if you want to be on air, you can email us at thctucson@gmail.com. You can come on. And I'm going to be Cannabis Kid and Silver Sister, Sativa Sister, Silver Sister, Silver Sativa Sister, Triple S. We're going on air. Oh, he's so cute. With Jonathan Small. Woo! All right, so let's see what's going on in some news from azmarijuana.com. Let's look at some world news. Oh, my God, you're so cute. I have to pet you right now. What's going on? This says smoking CBD can trigger a positive drug test for marijuana. Well, it's questionable. Oh, yeah, we've heard it happen. No.
Okay.
Not that one. Okay. according to a new study, the frequent smoking of CBD-rich cannabis that has only trace amounts of THC, 0.3%, well, 0.3% is 0.3%, can trigger a positive urine test for carboxy-THC, thus leading to a failed drug test. Oh, boy. Researchers assessed a subject who inhaled one CBD-rich joint per day, 6% CBD, 0.2% THC, over a 26-day time frame. He a whole joint a day. Now, do you guys smoke a whole joint a day?
Never. Yeah. On a bad night.
So that's like a half a gram to a gram? Okay. Okay. Oh, what the heck happened? Oh boy, hang on, folks. The internet. What else was this sound? Oh, that's true. It really does. Depend on who's me.
I'm back.
Down. Mentally and physically.
Yeah.
Emotionally. Uh-huh. In contrast, the subject's hair sample and oral fluid both tested negative.
for the present quote. This study, based on a single subject, suggests that the repeated exposure to CBD-rich cannabis containing small amounts of THC can generate positive results when biological samples are tested. The authors concluded, in particular, a positive urine result for THC-COOH using the confirmatory cutoff of 15 nanograms per milliliter were obtained after a 15-day period of consumption. These results show the potential risk for chronic CBD-rich cannabis users of failing a urine drug test, quote. A previous study saw similar findings where the consumption of hemp CBD products that contained no more than 0.3 HC triggered a positive urine test for marijuana. Well, that's interesting. But we've heard about this. This isn't anything, you know, we've heard about this before. But what I heard was someone said that they tested positive for CBD and not THC. Come on. All right, folks. Well, what are your Weed Day wishes for the year? Send us a message, thctucson@gmail.com, and write us a letter. And what are you getting your dealer this year? Come on, that's a good job. All right. What else is going on? Come on down to Tumbleweeds. We've got all these fun new products and all sorts of
lots of great Christmas gifts.
Oh.
And stocking
tons. Of great. And 10% off.
Okay. That's really
and
nice.
We'll give it to you in the store, too. Come on down. We'll do it. And we won't even tell our bosses.
They don't even know.
They want just to top her off. Thank you. Yeah. Great Christmas. We're posting like mad dogs on social media right now. There's a bird. Yeah, we're posting bird things on social media. No, we're posting all sorts of Christmas presents. And sorry if we don't respond to the answers right away, but we'll get there. We're all still learning how to do. Well, I'm still learning how to do the social media. So. All right, folks. Weed Day Wednesday, everybody. Come on down to Tumbleweeds Health Center, 4826 East Broadway Boulevard. Come get any stocking stuffers. We got some pretty bongs. Mm-hmm. We've got some pipes. We've got some hemp wick, which I'm almost out of. I hope Santa brings me some hemp wick this year. Hi, Kissy. Oh, somebody just wants love, Dad. We keep chewing away. Look at that. Volcano Vaporizer releases a 24-karat gold-plated vape. Seriously?
No.
Your dad has a dad. You want a dad? Maybe you need a dad.
No.
The UN removes marijuana from strictest drug category. Well, there you go. Way to go, UN. Someday we'll remove it from our scheduling too. By then they'll just have a little picture of Snoop Dogg and Martha sitting in the it'll be them just sitting. All right, Winnie, are you tired of this? Are you
he's
done?
He's not listening.
He's done. He's ready to play. He's ready to go home. Ready to have his weekend. Weed Day Wednesday weekend. Thank you all so much for tuning in and listening to this absolutely wild,
crazy
show.
Somebody
showed up and made it
today. Just like dogs do.
Yes, I can do a cup of dough.
I was thinking about when, Hollywood cheering on the big phone.
Oh, the big phone. The big, like, some of those past shows, man. That was awesome. Those big shows and things. Yeah, just dinosaur. Like he's taking the head off, but the head was already taken off. Yeah, we miss you, my boy. All right, folks. Happy Wednesday, Wednesday. We love you. Remember,
be smart, be safe, and
educate. Yay! We smoke a lot of weed, you guys. Tis the season.
Yeah, it's a special season, folks. Just
smoke it. And it's stressful for the children and all that stuff. So, have a great day. We love you. Happy Wednesday, Wednesday.
Happy
Wednesday. Woo! Yeah.
Uh-uh.
All right.
No.
Make sure that it's on Tuesday, Wednesday.
No.